Hospital Network. This is Scott Hoven.
Yes, Scott, it's Lisa Taylor. I was just talking to you and your wife on her cell phone, so can we talk now? Is it a good time?
Now is a good time, yep.
Okay, perfect. I see that you have left your last message to your project manager, Morris Bode, stating that you would like your money back for the Wikipedia page and the Google Knowledge Panel. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay, yes. May I know the reason why?
In short, I haven't been able to get anything, so it's been like 5 months.
Okay. All right. And do you remember the date of your submission? I believe your page was deleted earlier as well. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah. Am I aware of what I'm saying?
Your page was deleted earlier as well, and then we had to resubmit your page. You're aware of that, right?
My page was deleted earlier? What does that mean?
That means we submitted your page, and Wikipedia had the page live, and then it went down due to some technical issue. That means the page was deleted, due to which we asked you to take the protection on the page. That way, no one can edit your page, and it's not just going to get deleted randomly. So we resubmitted your page. That was in the last month. Let me just check really quickly. Yes, that's correct. On the 18th of November, Michael Johnson told you that we are resubmitting the page, and we submitted your profile on the 18th of November.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what happens is that, you see, even if you Google it, you do understand that we are a third party. When you pay the amount to us, we forward that amount to the Wikipedia administration, and all the final approvals or the final edits, they are being done by the Wikipedia administration itself. We are just a third party mediator in the middle, okay? So what happens is that when we submit it... I'm sorry?
If I'm allowed to talk at any time in this conversation, I completely understand all of that. I paid for something 5 months ago, and I still don't have it. It's that simple. So I'd like my money back.
I understand, and I completely... Okay, I'm trying to paint down the picture to you as it is, okay? The reason why it is complicated for a refund to be processed at this point of time is because we'll have to ask the Wikipedia administration to provide the refund. And there is no actual reason for a refund at this point of time because your profile is under review by them. So there's nothing much that we can do, right, to expedite the process. It's not in our hands. But since you're saying that it took 5 months... go ahead.
Lisa, I can appreciate, your explanations of you guys doing your own business processes. I have to keep this really simple yet again. I was contacting you guys by September last year, 2022, I wanted to get my page put up on Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
I said yes. I said the estimated time would be about 1 month. I said, great. It's 5 months now, and I don't have anything. So, therefore, I'd like my money back. You talking about Wikipedia and protection and deleting a page, that's not my business. I know nothing about that. I paid you guys to do that. If I knew how to do this and understood all this stuff, I wouldn't even be engaging with you guys. For that reason, I'd like my money back.
Fair enough, Scott. Yeah, fair enough. I understand what you're saying. But when you reached out to us and by the month of October itself, we notified you that there was a lack of notability. Okay? That means that we were short on articles or reference links, right? That's the reason why the timeline got extended. I mean, that's the reason why we could not just directly submit in your profile.
You know, when someone called me, right, and they said it cost $1,500 to get to Wikipedia, don't you think at that time would check there was articles for validity for Wikipedia or someone would indicate you need this in order to be Wikipedia? And then to further that point, on a second point, I actually paid you guys for articles to get that notice, and we got those articles put up sometime in November. And yet, after even buying extra products, I still do not have a Wikipedia page.
Yes,
therefore, I'd like
Scott,
my money back.
Scott, understand, 26th of October, I'm looking at your correspondence here, and I'm talking to you with reference, all right? So I'm not just saying anything in thin air. On the 26th of October was the day when we decided or when we completed the article process and we started getting your articles live. So 26th October, the profile could not have been submitted before that. Therefore, we took some time, published the articles first, and then went ahead and submitted your profile on the 18th of November. Now, if you look at that, and if you even Google it on your own, okay, it takes up to, it starts from 4 weeks, and it can take up to 6 months in the reviewal process. This is the evaluation process in which a third party like us or anyone else for that matter, let's just say, for example, okay, let's just assume you take the refund from us, and then you go to someone else for your page. You're going to start from the beginning, and it's going to take longer than what it took you now, okay? That's what I'm trying to explain to you, that it's not us that is delaying the process. It's Wikipedia itself. Now, you cannot reason with them. I believe you won the page live, and you've come so far. I mean, you've spent 5 months on this project already. And at the last minute, if you drop the ball, I don't think I would highly not recommend you to go with that because it's the final step. You've done everything that was there left to do. And now we have the articles, we have the submission, we have everything, and we're just waiting for a submission go-ahead from the Wikipedia team. I mean for the approval, not even the submission. Submission has already been done. Let's just wait and see what the final answer is. And if that doesn't work out, you can take your money back. It's not about keeping your money. Understand that we don't have your money in our pockets at this point of time.
You are like the 10th call that I've had from, I think, your company. Every time I call, it's different phone numbers, calling from different ghost lines, and it sounds like it's in some other area of the world. But every time I call, you guys say the exact same thing and push it off. It's been 5 months. I will be contacting my credit card company now.